Massachusetts Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas is swapping her congressional district for one in Ohio, at least temporarily. Tsongas and Republican Ohio Congressman Mike Turner are spending time in each other's districts to talk about common projects, particularly next month's deadline for Congress to reach a budget deal. The two visited Ohio yesterday, touring Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and General Electric Aviation. Today, they toured Massachusetts, visiting Raytheon, Vibram, a shoe sole company, and MIT. Both are members of the Armed Services Committee, and they join us now to talk about their so-called district swap and what they learned today. Congressman Tsongas, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Deb. Great to be with you, and great to be back in Massachusetts.
Well, Congressman Turner, welcome to you as well.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I appreciate the invitation from the Congress.
I'm just wondering, Congressman Tsongas, let's start with you. This is the second time that you've done a district swap. Why do you think it's important to do this?
Well, I think we learn so much as we visit each other's districts. And in particular, given our joint service on the Armed Services Committee, that each of us represent our districts on that committee, there's much to learn.
Congressman Turner, what stands out most about your visits to Massachusetts today?
We're really very integrated. I mean, what's exciting, I think, is when Congresswoman Tsongas was walking through Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and GE, repeatedly, the references were made to the connections right here in Massachusetts. Similarly, as I'm here touring, even at MIT where we're standing here right now, a lot of the research and development that's occurring here is funded through Air Force Research Labs, which are based in Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in my district. So that integration, that commonality, I think, is really important.
What are some of the common things, Congressman Tsongas, that you heard during your visits today to Raytheon, Vibram, and MIT?
Well, first, I would say the critically important role federally funded research plays, and in particular that which comes through the Defense Department. You know, we really do confront very innovative adversaries and who are constantly testing the limits of our technologies, and so we have to remain very adept. I think the other real issue and something we'll face as we go back to Washington is that we find a way to deal with the issues of sequestration. We had a three-year budget agreement that essentially did that, but it looms again, and we've got to find a way to resolve it.
Right. So we did, as we mentioned, you're both on the Armed Services Committee, so and the deadline is the end of next month for Congress to reach a budget deal or face a possible continuing resolution so as not to have a partial government shutdown. Congressman Turner, I'm told that reports from your visit yesterday, the two of you visiting Ohio yesterday, that you said that there is not enough support in Congress for a continuing resolution unless there is more money for the military. Is that right?
Well, what they can't do is underfund. I mean, the House representative has already passed legislation for the National Defense Authorization Act and the appropriation bills that all set the mark of the funding level at the amount that was requested by the White House. And what we can't do is fund our Department of Defense at a number less than that.
And so the White House, it's my understanding, has threatened to veto the defense bill because of some concerns, including the plan to shut down the detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and not doing that on President Obama's timetable. Is that right?
Well, most of the issues that the president has called attention to in the NDAA as non-starters, areas of which he would veto, are actually bipartisan provisions. I mean, the president has faced bipartisan opposition to his plans for Guantanamo. These are issues that obviously are going to have to be resolved. But the thing that we cannot do is put ourselves in a situation where those disputes get resolved in the backs of our men and women in uniform.
Hmm. Is a continuing resolution, though, better than a partial government shutdown?
Well, no one ever wants a government shutdown. But again, it's going to depend on the administration. We have all the same number. So the president just has to come forward. Right now, the president has no proposal on the table with Congress at all. When we pass our bill, which we've done months ago, that's the beginning of negotiations. If the president doesn't put on the table a counterproposal, there's no negotiations happening. No one in Congress wants a partial or any shutdown whatsoever, but the president needs to get behind his desk and he needs to send a proposal to the United States Congress to begin the negotiations.
Congressman Tsongas, I'm wondering, what do you think is an increase that would be reasonable in terms of defense spending this year, as opposed to keeping it at the previous fiscal year's level, which is what a continuing resolution would do?
Well, first, just to address the issue of a continuing resolution, it certainly is preferable to, as you said, a partial shutdown of government. But there are overriding issues that we have to confront, and I very much appreciate and support the president's opposition to keeping Guantanamo open. But I think we have to put that aside for the moment, because I think the bigger issue is sequestration does great harm. But also what does great harm is sort of the halting nature by which government is funded, in particular the Defense Department.
We've had those arguments over and over again.
And we came to a three-year agreement that got us through 3 years. And now as we confront the next 2 years, we have to resolve what is the best way forward.
There is a tremendous amount of bipartisan work that happens in Congress. And we're two people that sit down every day and do bipartisan work. And I appreciate her invitation here. It's the items in which that divide us that shouldn't result in the entire system coming to a screeching halt. Let's get the work done that we agree on. Let's move forward. And that's certainly what our trip has been about here today. And I greatly appreciate an invitation, and I appreciate talking to you.
Now, I just want to bring up one other thing. Last year, the last time that you did this, you had visited the New Balance factory in Lawrence, and New Balance vied for a contract to create athletic shoes for the military. Now, what came out after that was that Defense Secretary Carter criticized the requirement to provide American-made shoes to the military, saying that it gives preferential treatment to one company, and it's an example of micromanagement in the National Defense Authorization Act. Congressman Tsongas, what's your response to that?
Well, the Berry Amendment's been in place since 1941. It was put in place in World War II because the feeling was that as those going off to defend our country should be, to the best extent possible, wearing American-made shoes. That Berry Amendment applies to virtually every other article of clothing that our soldiers currently wear, but an exception was created a number of years ago because there really was no American-made training shoe at that point. Most, if not all of it, had been offshore. That is no longer the case. In Massachusetts, we have one company who is willing, once the Defense Department agrees to this, to move ahead and produce an all-American-made shoe. There are other companies, we heard of at least three today, that also are willing to pursue those contracts. They would have to compete in order to provide those shoes. And this has broad bipartisan support.
Okay. So sum it up, each of you, your trips to each other's districts, if you could briefly, because we're just about out of time. What would you say? Congressman Turner.
Congressman Turner has had to leave for catch an airplane. But I would say we both see how invaluable it is, both to meet constituents from both districts, to see the great companies we have, to see the remarkable work being done to best protect this country as well as protect those seeking to serve our country.
Okay. Congressman Nikki Tsongas represents the 3rd District of Massachusetts. We also spoke with Ohio Congressman Mike Turner. Congressman Tsongas, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Deb.
Stay with us. Coming up, new concerns about children's toys connected to the Internet. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.